and, you know, even little stumbles here and there. But we can all come back into the house of the Lord and give him thanks for everything that he's done for us and given us. And we thank you, Lord, for that. You know, and on this Father's Day, you know, we have the greatest Father, our Abba Father. And we come to give him honor and glory and thanks today for all that he's done. And for all you fathers out there, happy Father's Day. And welcome to One Life Fellowship, where we come together as one accord to worship and praise the Almighty God, thanking him for the salvation of our souls and the healings in our body and everything that he's done for us. You know, sometimes it's good to look back and reflect on all the goodness that God has done for us and what our Father has done for us. You know, I'd like to take a little moment and honor my father, who has been gone now for, over 26 years now. But what he left was the Word of God. And the verse that my mom and dad will always give us is, instruct the child in the ways of the Lord, so when he grows old, he may not depart from them. That's so true. Our children are with us for such a very short time. What influence as a father are you having on your child? You know, my dad's been gone for many years now, but that influence is still very strong in my walk. Still very strong. So dads, you guys play a big role in your child's Christian walk. You know? And I thank God for that. And I thank God for Abba Father, who's here. And those who have struggled throughout the week, just remember what God said when he was walking and the Pharisees accused him for eating on the Sabbath. And he says, I am the Sabbath. The great I am is your rest. The great I am is here. And let's pray and let's stand with me and let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us, Father God. We thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We worship you, Father God. And we pray for all those ministers out there, too, who are preaching the truth to you, Father God, that your word may be imparted into us, Father God. Touch your ministers, your prophets. Holy Spirit, there's no distance for you, not only in this country, but all the other countries in this world, Father God, that are preaching the truth, Father God, that your spirit may come out and pour out amongst this people, Father God. We're here, Father God. We're opening up our hearts, and we worship you, and we praise you, and we give you honor, and we give you thanks this morning, giving you all the honor and all the glory. We ask it all in your precious name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Cast me not away, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. With my hands lifted, I will praise you as King. What have I done to deserve a love like yours? With our voices lifted high, we proclaim you as King. What have we done to deserve a love like yours?
Come on, create in me a clean heart.
Create in me a clean heart. This is our prayer to you, Lord. And renew a right spirit in me. And cast me not away, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. With my hands lifted high, I will praise you as King. What have I done to deserve a love like yours? And with our voices lifted high, we proclaim you as King. What have we done to deserve a love like yours? yours to deserve a love like yours to deserve a love like yours to deserve a love like yours.
Sing it out.
To deserve a love like yours. And with my hands lifted high, I will praise you as King. What have I done to deserve a love like yours? And with our voices lifted high, we proclaim you as King. What have we done to deserve a love like yours? We lift you up, Lord. We lift you up, God. You are worthy, Lord. To deserve a love like yours. To deserve a love like yours. Yes, to deserve a love like yours. To deserve a love.
Come on, with every voice.
With my hands lifted high, and I will praise you as King. And what have I done to deserve a love like yours? And with our voices lifted high, we proclaim you as King. What have we done to deserve a love like yours?
To deserve. It's Father's Day, right? And what have we done to deserve a love like His? Absolutely nothing. It's given a free gift. So what better way to praise our Father than to lift up our voice to Him and give Him praise, because He gave us His love first. He went to the cross and died for us. So as we bring this back up, I want you to just praise your Heavenly Father like you've never praised Him before, because He is our Daddy, He is our Papa, He is our Almighty, all right? So let's bring it up one more time.
With my hands lifted high, and I will praise you as King. What have I done to deserve a love like yours? And with our voices lifted high, we proclaim you as King. What have we done to deserve a love?
Come on, last time, with my hands.
With my hands lifted high, I will praise you as King. Yes, Lord, what have I done to deserve a love like yours? And with our voices lifted high, we proclaim you as King. What have we done to deserve a love like yours? Yes, just to deserve you, Lord. To deserve you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. No sin, no depths or height can separate us, Lord.
A great shout of praise. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you give us your love, Father God, undeserved.
undeserved, God, we receive it this morning. Thank you, Lord. I've got a river of living water, a fountain that never will run dry. It's open heavens, weary, lacing, and we will never be denied. Stirring up deep, deep wells. We're stirring up deep, deep waters. We're gonna dance in the river. Dance in the river. We're stirring up deep, deep wells. We're stirring up deep, deep waters. We're gonna jump in the river. Jump in the river. Deep cries out to, we cry out to you, Jesus. I got, 'cause I got a river of living water, a fountain that never will run dry. Open heaven, weary, lacing, and we will never be denied. Come on, sing it out. We're stirring up deep, deep wells. We're stirring up deep, deep wells. We're stirring up deep, deep waters. We're gonna dance in the river. Dance in the river. We're stirring up deep, deep well. Stirring up deep, deep waters. We're gonna jump in the river. Jump in the river. 'Cause deep cries out to. We cry out to you, Jesus. Come on, sing it out. Deep cries out to. We cry out to you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, Lord. Come on, sing this to the Lord. Into deeper waters, calling out to you, oh Lord. Walking into deeper waters, falling after you. Yes, we are, Lord. Stirring up deep, deep waters. We're gonna dance in the river. Dance in the river. We're stirring up deep, deep wells. We're stirring up deep, deep waters. We're gonna jump in the river. Come on, sing it side. Jump in the river. 'Cause deep cries out to. We cry out to you, Jesus. last time. Cause deep cries out to deep cries out to deep cries out, deep cries out to we cry out to you, Jesus. We cry out to you, Lord. We cry out to you, God. Fill this place, fill this place, fill this place with your glory, God. Oh, we cry out.
Okay, so what does this mean exactly? For any of you that have been Christians for very long, church was coming in, going to church, doing your thing and going home, and then hopefully Monday through Saturday would be good and you can hang to get back to church on Sunday. But as we've learned in this body of believers, that's just not enough anymore. Amen? Because God is the God of every minute of our life, the God of every hour of our life, the God of every day of our life, not just Sunday. So this deep cries out to you. You notice the capital Y? That means deep cries out to you. So we cry out to you, Jesus. And what it's saying is his deep, the depth of who God really is, not the surface that we've been scratching for a while, months, years, but the depth of who he is, the abundance of who he is, who God really is, that deep of us needs to cry out to that deep of him. Now, if you're saying to yourself, I'm not such a deep person, well, guess what? He created you in his image. So yes, yes, you are. You are a deep person. You just need to tap into that depth of who you really are in God. I know you guys are probably getting really tired of hearing about my sweet daddy, but I'm sorry. That's probably the biggest miracle I've ever seen in my life other than my son. The biggest miracle. And you all will see it soon. But let me just tell you, the other night we were there, And we prayed over Dad, and we talked to him about spiritual things because he loves the Lord so much. And he began to weep. And honestly, he could not stop crying all night long. He hardly slept because God had awakened in him that depth, that deep. God's deep was calling out to my dad's deep. So we get home, and we left him emotional, laying there in his rehab bed at the nursing home, and my little mother comes out of her bedroom and teeters down the hall, and she walks over to my place I was sitting, and she says, so baby, did you notice how emotional Daddy was tonight? I said, yeah, Mama, I noticed. She says, well, honey, what do you think that's all about? Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity, because my mom's deep is being awakened. Is your deep being awakened today? Are you truly, truly, truly wanting to get the very best out of the next hour and 35 minutes? Or are you here paying penance for what happened last week and hopefully it's going to get you through this week? Because if that's it, you're missing the boat here, people. I'm really telling you, you are. And Jesus is saying, come on, wake up. Wake that deep part of you up. Let me in. Let me in. So let me just say, if this is ringing true in any, I mean, because that's how Jesus is. He starts making your heart beat a little faster. Your breathing gets a little bit more. You start to think, Lord, is that you? Yes. Yes, it is the Lord, because the enemy doesn't want you to go there. You see what I'm saying? So come on. When we sing this deep cries out to deep, could you just go just a little bit deeper? You know, in the scriptures, I'm sorry, I'm starting to preach, aren't I? You know, when you go into the scriptures, if you read in the New Testament, Jesus asked Peter, can you go out just a little ways? I want to talk to the people. I want to talk to the people on the shore. So he gets in the boat and he goes out a little ways with a few of his disciples in the boat. And he begins to speak to the people on the shore. But then he says something very interesting at that point. He says to him, Peter, let's go out a little deeper. He said that to his true disciple. He didn't say that to the crowd of people because those people wouldn't have fit in that boat. Peter was in that boat with Jesus. He's saying to his disciple, his follower, his person that he truly wants to draw in, let's go out a little bit deeper. Let's get a little bit deeper here. There's more to get than this surface, mucky, muddy stuff here. There's depth to enter into. There's stuff you haven't even imagined yet. Are you ready? Are you ready today? I'm ready today. Let's sing this and mean it. Amen?
Yes, Lord.
'Cause I've got a river of living water, a fountain that never will run dry. It's open heaven, weary, lazy, we will never be denied.
Come on, stir it up this morning.
Stirring a deep, deep wells. We're stirring a deep, deep waters. We're gonna dance in the river. Dance in the river. We're stirring a deep, deep wells. We're stirring a deep, deep waters. We're gonna jump in the river. Jump in the river. Deep cries out to you, Jesus.
Sing it again, deep cries out.
Deep cries out to you, Jesus.
Come on, louder to the Lord.
Deep cries out to you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
'Cause deep cries out to you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We cry out to you, Lord. We cry out to you, Lord. Make us free. Make us free. Make us free, Lord. Let a new sound arise from our hearts. Let a new sound arise from our spirits, God. Oh, let it rise, let it rise, let it rise, oh God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sing it one more time. 'Cause deep cries out, deep cries out to, deep cries out. Cries out to, we cry out to you, Jesus. 'Cause deep cries out to, we cry out to you, Jesus. We cry out, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. We cry you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Just fill this place with the glory of God. For we are hungry for all that you are. And cause your presence to fall on our hearts. And Holy Spirit, we are desperate. Fill this place. Fill this place with the glory of God. For we are hungry for all that you are. Cause your presence to fall on our hearts. Holy Spirit.
Come on, sing it again to the Lord.
I have been marked with glory.
and I am forever changed. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I'm living for you, so come and move and have your way. Let heaven invade this place as we call upon your name. Show your power and we'll be changed. Let heaven invade this place. 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 Cause your presence to come. Cause your presence to come. Cause your presence to come, oh God. Cause your presence to come, oh Lord. Cause your presence to come. Cause your presence.
So I was thinking about how just yesterday Ash and I had, I found some books at a yard sale. For lack of a better word, they were demonic, but I bought them so nobody else would get them. We could just destroy them. But as we're doing that, I was sitting there thinking, this is more than just tearing up pages in a book. We're tearing down lies of the enemy. But those don't exist just in books. Those exist within us too. We need to tear down those lies and let God invade, empty us of what is in us, and let him fill us with himself. And we also have things like, think about the crutches. I was thinking about how we lean on things, and we don't want, like, addictions or whatever it is, and we don't want to get rid of it because it hurts. Just like I don't want to walk on my knee because it hurts. But really, we need to let go of those crutches and let God heal us. Even though it may hurt for a while, you'd be so much freer because it's harder to walk with these. So God just wants to break chains. Invade your and just invade you.
Come on. I have found myself a hiding place, and I have found myself a secret space. And in the shelter of Almighty's love, in the safety of our Savior's arms, and I have found myself a hiding place, and I have found myself a secret space. And in the shelter of Almighty's love, in the safety of the Savior's arms, and I will run to the hiding place, and I will run to the hiding. Your face, I will run. space. In the refuge of the Father's care. In the cleansing blood of Jesus.
Come on, sing that again. I will run.
And I will run to the hiding place. Yes, we will, Lord. I will run to the hiding place. And draw me ever closer to look upon your face. I will run to the hiding place. I have found myself a hiding place. I have found myself a secret space. In the shelter of Almighty's love, in the safety of the Savior's arms.
Anita, would you be able to pull up on that last song? If you show your power and we'll be changed. As those words were up on the screen, and I was actually reading those words, we shouldn't have to wait on God to show his power, because we can look around us and it's always there. It's everywhere. It's in the breath that we breathe. It's in the vision of our sight, like all the muscles in our eyes and everything that it takes for them to work. His power is there. It's always there. We're so... I've done this many times. Oh, well, God, if you do this, I'll do this. I'll do what you've called me to. But if you do this first, we shouldn't have to wait on circumstances, because we don't know what's being held back if we hold that back. Like, just one crazy example, I'll make it really quick. I was on a treadmill once. This was a while back. I was on a treadmill, and my iPod was on shuffle, and there was a song I really liked, and there's a guy that I just felt the Lord drawing me to pray for or to go ask him, and I was like, oh, okay, well, God, if you play this song, I'll do it. And the Lord is so good. He did it anyways. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to do it. But he did it anyways. He played that song. I mean, and I don't know what happened with that guy. I went and I talked to him. You know, he said he didn't need prayer. He didn't need anything. But, you know, the word got across to him that the Lord loves him, and that, you know, I just basically told him, you know, I'm here because I felt God kind of called me, and I'm growing in a relationship with Holy Spirit. So we shouldn't have to base what we do on circumstances. We shouldn't have to show his power and we'll be changed. He's already displayed his power, and yes, he will do it again and again, but we shouldn't hold back to be changed until we see his power, because it's already all around us. So thank you.
And Sovereign in the mountain air, sovereign on the ocean floor, with me in the calm, with me in the storm. And sovereign in my greatest joy, sovereign in my deepest cry, with me in the dark, with me in the dawn. And in your everlasting arms, all the pieces of my life, from beginning to the end, I can trust you. And in your never failing love, you work everything for good. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. Sovereign in the mountain air, sovereign on ocean floors, with me in the calm, with me in the storm. And sovereign in my greatest joy, sovereign in my deepest cry, with me in the dark, with me in the dawn. May your everlasting arms, all the pieces of my life, from beginning to the end, I will trust you. And in your never failing love, all the for good, God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. 'Cause all my hopes, all I need, held in your hand. And all my life, all I need, is held in your hand. And all my fears, all my dreams, are held in your hand. Yes, they are, Lord. And all my hopes, all I need, are held in your hands. Sing it out. And all my life, all of me, are held in your hands. And all my fears, all my dreams, are held in your hands. Trust you, and in your never failing love, you work everything for good. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. And God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you.
Just for a moment, just lift up our hands to the Lord. God, we just surrender all to you today, Jesus. God, we just position our hearts before you, God, in a in a form of just pure surrender, Jesus. God, we just give you everything in our hearts and in our minds, Jesus, in our lives, Lord Jesus. We just give it all to you today, Father God. Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much, Father, that you come down and you massage our hearts, God. You begin to shape and mold us the way you desire us to be, Father. We thank you, Father God, that, Lord, we don't have to try. We don't have to strive, God, for your love, God, but you just love us no matter what, Father. Lord, and I just thank you right now, Jesus, that your love is being poured out upon this sanctuary. God, that your mercies and your grace are being poured out, Lord. God, it doesn't matter what we did yesterday or what we did this morning, but God, your love is being poured out upon us. God, your grace is being poured out upon us, Lord. God, and as we are, as our hands are lifted up to you, Jesus, Lord, we connect ourselves to your glory, God, to your presence. And we just ask, God, that you would come and show yourself. God, show yourself kind. God, show yourself merciful. Show yourself loving towards us, Jesus. We worship you, Father God. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you, God. Yes, Jesus.
You're my healer, and I believe that you are all I need, and I believe that you're my portion, and I more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. And I believe you're my healer. And I my healer, and I believe that you are all I need. Oh, Jesus. And I believe that you're my portion. And I believe that you're you're all I need. We long for you, Lord.
You all, Lord.
Jesus, you're all
right. One more time, Nick. Come on, everyone.
And I believe you're my healer.
Yes, you are.
I believe you are.
You're it, Lord. Everything we need.
And I believe you're my portion. And I believe you're more than enough for me.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, you're all I.
Yes, Lord, you're more than enough.
Nothing is impossible.
Can we do that? Nothing's impossible.
You hold my world in your
believe that you're my healer. And I believe that you are all I need.
Reality
of your presence.
Yes. Reality of your presence. The day to day.
And I believe you're.
I feel like I have not felt Jesus this strong before in a long time. He's here this morning with us here. So for everybody that is just sitting down and just going through the motions, don't do it anymore. It's time to get up here. It's time to praise Jesus. Break that cocoon. Get out of it. Come on.
Come on. Yes. Yes, Lord, you're more than enough. You're more than enough, God. I declare you're more than enough, Lord. God, I don't care what the world says we need. You're more than enough, God. You're why we're here, Lord. You're why we live, Lord. You're the breath that we breathe, God. You're the song we sing, Jesus. You're more than enough. You're more than enough. You're more than enough. We receive everything you have for us, Father. Every good and perfect gift that you have for your children today, Lord, we receive, God, because you're more than enough. God, we receive everything we need for our workplaces. God, to show you alive, God, we receive it right now in Jesus' name. We receive the anointing. We receive the grace. We receive the compassion. We receive everything, Lord, that we need because you're more than enough. Father, we receive your love right now. Perfect love, God, that casts out every fear. Perfect love that sets aside every anxiety, every frustration, every hindrance. Right now we receive that, Lord, by faith. And God, we choose to walk in your light. We choose to walk in the light of the Lord. We choose to receive the truth that's from heaven in our souls right now, here today. You're more than enough. Lord, you're not only a healer for our bodies, but you're a healer for our wounded hearts. You're the healer for our broken minds, Lord. You're the healer, Lord, for the things that have come into our lives and pressured us and made us into something that we're not. You're our healer for that, Lord. Let that healing flow today, God, to your people. Right now, we just release the Spirit of living God to work. Work fully in every single heart right now. No hindrance. Nothing holding you back right now in Jesus' name. We release the anointing of God to break every yoke. We release the anointing of God to open eyes, spiritual eyes and physical eyes. We release the anointing of God to open ears, physical ears and spiritual ears. We release the anointing of God to heal hearts, physical hearts and spiritual hearts right now in Jesus' name. Right now, in Jesus' name, we call senses alive. Senses alive. Nerves. Nerves coming alive. We're going to be able to feel you, Lord. We're going to be able to know, God, when you're around, when you're touching us, when you're moving, God. We receive that right now, that healing from heaven in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're out of your box in our lives. We tried to put you in it. We tried to keep you in it. We tried to package you up neatly, present you so that you're easily accepted as a present. But God, you're breaking out of your box.
Thank you, Lord, that your box, Lord, is outside of it, God, is where life is and where love is and where peace is and where resurrection power is, Lord. We receive everything that's outside of the box that we've understood before in the past. We receive the truth of who you are and the truth of who you've made us to be. Your divine, beloved children. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Papa. Thank you that you loved us first. Oh, thank you that you loved us when we were the worst, unlovely thing out there. You loved us first. Now we can love you back. And we do. We love you this morning. Happy Father's Day, Father. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy. Happy Father's Day, Papa. We honor you. We honor you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow, 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 wow. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we honor you. We honor you. We honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hard to quit, isn't it? We just need to have one of these nights. If we got to pick a Friday night. I think this is, we got to do this soon. We just got to have worship and just go until we're done. And just go till we're done and see what God does. Right? Everybody up for that?
And we'll stay till Sunday.
We'll stay till Sunday if necessary. If necessary, we'll stay till Sunday. Hey, that would be cool if we don't want to leave, right? That'd be supernatural sleep, maybe, huh? Praise God. Thank you, worship team. Praise God. As far as I'm concerned, the best worship team in Yakima. And they're not even all here right now. Lynette is in Portland. She's enjoying the day with Kendra, right? Is that right? She's still there? Okay. Wanted to make sure I wasn't reporting bad information. Oh, she is important, too. You're all important, but no, she's in Portland. Praise God. Well, before I have the children come up, I would like to honor seniors who are graduating. And I know one is here for sure today. Dennis Garosco, you're not here. Dennis, you're not here, are you? He did not make it. Is it because he knew we were doing something? He was honored when you told him? Okay. Well, we'll just save that when he's here. We'll honor him. Ezekiel, would you come up? Hey, hey! I know you're getting used to this, right? You're going through graduation ceremony, and I'm sure your parents are beaming. But congratulations. That's a high achievement to finish high school today. And not probably just finish. I'm sure you finished with good grades. Yeah, you're a studious. What's that?
I got them yesterday.
Oh, good. How were they? Good? Yeah, we won't say what they are, but they're good. They're good. We want to honor you with this. This is a new Living Translation study Bible. And what's that? Oh, I want everybody to know what it is. Sorry, I broke the surprise for you. It's okay. But let me pray for you. Father, we just pray right now, Lord, for your son, God. Lord, as he is finishing this chapter of life, Lord, we know that you're not done with him. Lord, that he is ready, God, to be used by you, to be led by you, directed by you. Lord, we know that he's looking for a college. God, we pray, Lord, that you would be the one that guide and directs his steps. Lord, what classes to take, what career direction to take. Lord, we pray that you would just allow him to hear your voice, be guided supernaturally, Lord, when he's in college. Lord, we pray, God, that he would make a difference, Lord, on the campus that he's on. Lord, that he would be your shining example of truth, God. We pray, Lord, that the world would not conform him, Lord, but he, Lord, would be the influencer, Lord, where he goes. Pray right now for the eyes of understanding to be enlightened, that he would know the hope of his calling, the riches of the glorious inheritance that is waits for him as a saint of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You gotta get me on etiquette and stuff, because I'm terrible. Stephen, don't tell him. Wouldn't you guys want to know what we're giving him, though? We're giving it to him? Okay, there we go. Maybe we should tell him after the fact. I didn't tell him how nice it is. I didn't tell him it was... I won't do it. Children, would you please come up before I put my foot in my mouth deeper? Thank you, Lord. Hello. How are you guys doing today? Good? Are you guys ready for... What's that? Impact is staying up. Sorry. Impact is staying up. Praise the Lord. Look at you guys. Would you just look at you? Just look at these guys. Aren't they great? Praise God. Well, we're going to pray and bless them. I would like you to also stretch forth your hand as we bless them. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we just bless your children. Lord, you are their father. Lord, you have given us the ability as parents to be entrusted with these lives for a short time. But Lord, you truly are their father. So Lord, I pray right now that they would learn to walk as children of God. They would learn to know your voice. They'd learn to be led by the Spirit. And God, that they would make a difference right now in this day, not when they grow up, but right now, this day, a difference in other people's lives because they are there with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, sign-up sheets. I'm going to start with this one first. How many know, probably don't know, because you always have to be reminded. I was talking to somebody that you think would read the bulletin. They didn't read the bulletin. So, and to be honest, I don't read the bulletin, but I help make it, so I shouldn't have to read it. But maybe that's the problem. June 19th, how many know that that's this Wednesday night? It's our first official summer picnic. All right. I'm going to do some kind of barbecued food. Not sure what it's going to be, but it's going to be good. And we have, it will be good. I'm speaking by faith. It's always barbecued pork, but I might do something different this time. No? Really? Should I take a vote? I mean, I didn't know it's a democratic society, but okay. June 19th, this coming Wednesday, 5:30 p.m., we'll be at Kissel Park again. How many thought Kissel is a great place to go? Great venue. Got a place for the kids to play right next to where we're meeting. We don't have to worry about their walking away. So please sign up for a salad, side dish, veggie tray, fruit, 12 pieces or chicken or dessert. Or if you want to bring something else, don't think you have to be bound by these things. Oh, yeah, set up and clean up. Please notice at the bottom here, we need set up, and really what we need most of all is clean up. So if you want to stay there a little bit later and help us clean up, please sign up. That'd be awesome. I'm going to start it this way. You guys probably will be gone, but, you know. Oh, good. Well, sign up then. Sign up for clean up. That's servant work. Okay. Do you want to talk? Come on, Stephen. Yeah. Stephen wants to talk about this because he's really passionate about this.
Oh, boy. Yard maintenance crew. I've been mowing the lawn since I was 15 here. But for the last 3 years, my wife and I have taken care of the yard, and it is a lot of work for two people to do. My wife pushes that industrial-sized mower around like nobody's business. And she did it at 8 months pregnant last year. That was awesome. But anyways, this isn't to mow the lawn. We will continue to do that. This is just to do some weed pulling and just a little bit of maintenance. If we get enough people, it'll be every other week probably. We'll just do a rotation, and you'll come. You'll pull a little bit of weeds. You can do it at the time or when I'm mowing. Or my wife's mowing, and it's just going to keep it nice, keep it looking clean and crisp. That way we don't have to come for another 8-hour work day at the end of summer to just pull weeds. So Roger Rowe would be appreciative. Ken would be appreciative. I would be appreciative. Jesus would be appreciative. So we're going to pass this around, and if you could sign up, like I said, if we get plenty of people, it's just going to be a 2-week rotation. Every 2 weeks you can come, pull weeds, do whatever, spray weeds with the weed sprayer. It's not going to be a lot of work. Say that one more time. I mow on Friday or Saturday, but it would just be on a Saturday. But you could do it on your own. You don't have to come while we're mowing. I'm just saying you could, you know, make it feel like it's a little party. But you can, I mean, we can get the tool shed opened up, you know, and you can just come, do your thing. We'll get it locked back up as long as we just know when you're coming. But I'll kind of be facilitating that, or my dad will unlock the shed, whatever. So enough people. Many hands make light work, so that would be great. We'll start it here. George, you don't need to sign up because you do it all the time. It's all good. Anyways, here's my dad. It's yard work doesn't mean you ladies can't do it. We need lots of hands. Ladies do better yard work than men because they can eye for detail.
There you go. Gave the lady props. Okay, one more thing before my wife comes up and shares. I know I'm wearing the headset, but we're tag teaming today, so we'll see how that goes. Oops, sorry. Well, actually, I think I'll have you come up because it'll be better.
I need the other hand to help.
Yeah. So, all of you fathers, happy Father's Day. Could you please stand so that we can honor you? There are some that it's their first one today. So congratulations, dads. We love you. So at the end of service, now listen, before you leave, at the end of service, there is a gift up here in this basket for you. Please feel free to come up and grab one, and it looks like you may even be able to get two. So help yourselves. There's three different colors, and we hope you enjoy. Amen. Thank you, dads, for being who you are in our lives. And our prayer is that you would come to be more and more like our Abba Daddy every day. So at the beginning of the, I don't know if it was last week or whenever, my husband asked me, if I think you have a word, honey. I think you need to preach. I'm like, no, I don't. No, I don't. And so all this week I've kind of fought it, not because I'm not capable or God doesn't call me to do it, but I just have so much on my plate right now with my parents and everything that's going on with them and just life in general that I just really felt like physically I wasn't able to do it. But how many of us know that we are not really physical beings? We are spiritual beings in a physical shell. So God, through any of us, can do amazing, amazing things. So at the beginning of the week, it was last Sunday, I was having a conversation with someone on the phone, and they said something that kind of startled my spirit. It's the only best way I can say it. And my husband and I talked about it later on in the evening after we had already retired for the night. And I said, what do you think about that? And he says, well, a lot of people do it and say it, and it's not anything bad, but it just didn't ring true in my spirit. And what they said was that they were church shopping. And I'm like, church shopping? What exactly does that mean? And it's nobody here looking for another church. Don't worry. Don't look around and say, who's not here today? They're church shopping somewhere else. It's not that. It's somebody that doesn't attend. But when I heard that, it kind of made me feel funny inside. And let me explain why. I told my husband, I said, all these last three and a half years, however long we've been doing this, we've been really emphasizing, because God has been emphasizing in us, to be led by the Spirit. That we are spiritual beings and that we are led by the Spirit of God. And I said, if we're led by the Spirit of God, why would we go shopping for something that feeds the spirit person? I would think that God would lead us to where he wants us to be. I've told this story before. Pastor's told this story before. When he was driving his car and I don't even know how old he was, but he was driving his car and he distinctly heard in his spirit, slow down. And it's a green light through this intersection, but he slowed down. And the next thing, a car slams through the red light. Had he not slowed down, he would have been T-boned. But because he was led and heard the Spirit of God say, slow down, he was spared from a serious, possibly fatal accident. We are people, spiritual beings that need to be led by the Spirit. We are people that as we mature, like I said before, on a daily basis, we need to mature to the point where we are led by the Spirit of God. And so I've really been thinking about that all week long, and I was reminded this morning, again, it was a shower moment. How many of you guys know that I get a lot of my words in the shower, because God knows I can't just jump out and run, so he has my undivided attention. But I was reminded of the very first pastor's wife that I had. Her name is Julia Phillips. She's still alive, and she is still, after all these years, and I haven't seen her for many, she's precious to my heart, precious, precious. And I remember as a young teenager, your age, even younger, excuse me, I remember how her life, it rang so true of being led by the Spirit. Hello? Being led by the Spirit that I'm like, oh, I want to be just like her, Lord. You know, you see that kind of person, that spiritual person, that's like, I want to grow up someday and be just like them. And that's what I thought as a young teenager, that she had just such a sweet spirit. She just loved the Lord. She loved her family. She just, everything was about God, and she was just precious. And so I always kind of, whenever I think about women that have mentored me or been in my life, she is one of the three that I can actually name off. And she was the very first one. This first portion of scripture that I'm going to read is found in Genesis 24. And this is a story, actually, of a bride for Isaac. Now, Isaac is the son of Abraham. And how many of you guys know that Abraham was the father of many nations? God, that's what God dubbed him, was you were going to be a father of many nations. So it's at the time that Isaac is ready to take a wife, and Abraham wants to find a wife for him, because back then they were arranged marriages, and that's what they did. And so Abraham sends his servant to find a bride for Isaac. And in Genesis 24, I'm going to read just verse 27, and then we're going to jump down to verse 48. Well, let me go ahead and do 26 and 27. And this is just after he has found her. The servant has found the bride. He bows his head. It says, then the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master. As for me, being on the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. Now, the reason that I'm reading this scripture is because I want to say to you that even in our infancy as a Christian, we can be led because of the faithfulness, I believe, of the servant above us. And don't take everything I just said real literally, but I'm just wanting to say that he believed so much in the God of his master that he didn't have a problem being led to the bride for Isaac. Does that make sense? He believed so much in God speaking to Abraham to send him that he was just, it just flowed right on down into him. Does that make sense to you guys? So let's go ahead and turn then to 48. And 48 says, let me find it. Boy, this Bible's hard to find. Okay, it said, and I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God for my master Abraham, who had led me in the way of truth to take the daughter from my master's brother for his son. So it's pretty much repeating the same thing. But do you notice there's a small little word in there? Small, tiny little word, three letters, led, L-E-D. If we truly are hearing the voice, we're going to be spirit-filled enough to be led. Pastor Julia Phillips, she led all of us. Her actions who she was in God, how she served him, honestly led me to be the pastor's wife that I am today. Abraham, because of his love of God, because of the way that he worshiped the Lord God, because he was faithful to the point that he was willing to give Isaac. Remember, this is all the way back. This finding the bride, that's after the fact of him laying him out on the altar and getting ready to do him in. You know what I mean? That's after the fact. So this servant has seen Abraham. He's seen him being faithful. He's seen him being led by the Spirit. So what I'm saying to all of us is this. Are we led by the Spirit or not? Remember when I said earlier, I said, you know, we do this Sunday thing, hoping that it's going to, you know, go Monday through Saturday, keep us clean and squeaky clean, you know, to get to next Sunday. But if we're Spirit-led people, if that's truly our heart, that's truly our desire, that's truly what we want to be, it's going to hit you now, and it's going to hit you tonight, and it's going to hit you. You know, it's going to keep giving. It's going to keep moving. It's going to keep motivating us to be children of God, Spirit-filled children of God. Okay, so we're going to now turn to Galatians 5:18, and this was the scripture actually that started it all in me at the beginning of the week. Galatians chapter 5, 18. Okay. Well, I'm going to start in 16. It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit of God, you are not under the law. You're not under the law. I don't know if you guys remember back a few months ago when Pastor and I tag team and I talked to you about law versus love. And the scriptures of Mary or Martha versus Mary and how they said the same thing to the Lord. Lord, if you'd only been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Remember that passage of scripture? It's not the mouth, what they spoke from their mouth. It's what the attitude of the heart that the Lord was seeing there. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if we are, as it says in 18, if we are led by the Spirit, we're not under the law. And I was asking my husband earlier as we were worshiping, I said, you know when the veil was rent from top to bottom, right? Top to bottom? It was rent. I said, is that breaking, you know, tearing off the law? And he said, well, it's actually tearing the flesh of Jesus so that we can now enter into the Holy of Holies. But it's actually tearing apart the old covenant. Covenant means law. So it's like that. So we're not under that old covenant, that old law. We're now under a new thing, and that new thing is being Spirit-led. So, okay, now we're going to go to Romans 8:14. Okay, so that first one said, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And then Romans 8:14, this is what it says. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Okay, so if we're not under the law and we're Spirit-led, what are we then? Sons/daughters of God. Do we live like that? Do you live like that? It was really amazing because, I'm sorry, I keep talking about my dad, but it's Father's Day, I guess I can, right? I remember the day that my brother came for the second visit. My dad doesn't remember his first time when he was in ICU over at Harborview, but when he was in the regular, not the regular, but it was like the step down, when he got moved down and he was starting to remember people and recall people. And we went over to pick my brother back up at SeaTac and take him to the airport. And I wanted to see my dad's reaction. when he saw my brother, because they're very, very close. Very, very close. And so Mike and I and my twin sister Kay and Rich, as we walked into the hospital room, Mike and Rich didn't go all the way up with us for some reason. I can't remember, but we walked up with my brother, and I told my brother, I said, Paul, I want you to wait and let us get into the room because I want to see Dad's reaction when he sees you because, you know, he's the son, you know. We're a bunch of girls, and he's the boy, you know. And I know that they're very close. I'm not in any way, does that bother me? I think it's awesome. That's cool. Because he loves me too. But I wanted to see my dad's reaction because he had seen all of our mugs for days on end, so we weren't anything special anymore. Do you know what I mean? So we get in and we're like, hi, Dad. And he's like, hi, honey. Hi, baby. You know, he's just all sweet and stuff. But then he sees my brother. Oh, my goodness. I don't know that anybody was not crying. I was bawling my head off. But when he saw my brother, and my brother got down to his level, he's like, he's stroking him, loving him. My son, he's saying. And he's loving on him. He's just holding him. And all of a sudden, he takes my brother's head and he pulls it to his chest like this and just holds him. Do you know even God loves us so much more than that? That if we're not living under the law, if we are truly spirit-filled people and we are being led by the Spirit, even more so does God want to do that to us. Even more. So let me just say something to you that I just really feel so inspired by the Spirit to say this. For those of us, I mean, because this man that did this, that's not the daddy I knew before. He's a crusty old Navy guy, and, you know, he loved us and all of that stuff. But, I mean, to see this, right, sister, to see this emotion, to see all of this, it's all brand new. It's all brand new. God's doing a thing in him. And if you do not have that vision of a father on this earth, if you don't have that father that loves you like that, please do not compare him to the Heavenly Father. There's no comparison whatsoever. It is almost, and I'm going to be cautious to say this, it's almost sinful in a way to compare our earthly dads to our Heavenly Dad. It's almost sinful. Because there is no way the very best dad in the whole wide world could never compare to our earthly father. And for us to expect, because I think a lot of times humankind is disappointed more by expectations of what we expect it's going to be like than for us of what it truly is. So we're more disappointed by our own expectations than we ever could be by people. So let God truly love you the way he wants to love you. Let him lead you the way he really wants to lead you, because you're no longer under the law. Every one of us should be Mary. Every one of us should be the one that falls at his feet. No matter what happens, I love you, Lord, even though my brother died. But what happened? He came back to life. Jesus raised him up. We need to be that attitude of heart needs to happen before God shows the miracle, before he raised my dad up. My heart needs to be that way beforehand. Amen? Okay, so today, I'm just going to say this about today. And yeah, it's Father's Day and all of that, but Father's Day or not, the very best father in the whole realm of what your life is your earthly, is your Heavenly Father, the very best. And allow your expectations of him to fall under what he really gives you. Do you understand what I'm saying? He wants to pour so much more out on you, but let your expectations of him be even under that, because then when everything comes pouring out, it's going to be awesome for you. Awesome for you. Amen.
I'm sitting here thinking, do I want to touch that with a 10-foot pole? That was so good. I will say this, and it's going to be very short. Holy cow. Let me go get the other one. Technical difficulty. This one is really getting to be a problem. It's a problem child, Mike. What's, it's me? He always says it's me. I don't think that's fair to you. Blame the pastor. He's the fall guy. Okay, we're going to be in Romans. Yeah, it does. We're going to be in Romans chapter 4, verse 19. And I'm just going to read through 25, and then I want to just share a thought because I think it goes completely along with what Pastor Gay was sharing about being led and about God being our Father. Romans 4, 19 through 25. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. And therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. Now, if you go back really quickly to verse 3, it says, for what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So, Abraham was the master of the servant who went and found the bride for Isaac. Abraham was the one who was led by God. Led by God when he was living with his family in Ur. And he was told, now get this. Abraham, what I want you to do is pack up everything you own. It must have been quite a bit. Pack up everything you own and go someplace. Go someplace. Lord, what do you mean go someplace? Go someplace. I'll tell you on your way. Didn't give specific directions. Didn't have his GPS system. Didn't have, you know, his navigation system. Go someplace. Abraham allowed himself to be led by the Lord to the Canaan land that ended up being the inheritance land for the children of Israel. And so we see this servant, I believe, being able to be led by God because Abraham was led by God. Now, some of you are saying, well, that's really good for Abraham. But I, how can I do that? How can I be led by God? You don't know the stuff that's happened to me. You don't know the mistakes I've made. I mean, you can put your whole laundry list together why you disqualify yourself to be led by God. Well, let me tell you, the thing that Abraham did to be led by God was not being some super spiritual thing. I want you to get that out of your mind. I know we say, oh, but he was going to give up Isaac. No, he was being obedient. I'll tell you what, Abraham believed God, and that's why he was being obedient. See, that word believe in the Old Testament, it's the word aman, and it's kind of a little bit of a breakdown of that. But that word aman doesn't just mean believe, but it means to believe that the one that's telling you something is able to do exactly what he says he will do. So your being led is not so much you determining to be led. Your being led is you saying, you are my leader, I will do, and I will go wherever you tell me to go. I trust you enough to be led by you. Do you see what I'm saying? Being led doesn't mean you determine to be led. I'm going to be led, come hell or high water. You know, you just kind of have that mindset. I'm going to be led. No, being led is I'm going to submit myself to you. I'm going to commit myself to you, and now you're going to lead me. Let me explain to you what I mean. In this last illustration of Romans 4, he's saying why really this all boils down to why his belief was accounted to righteousness. And it says here that when God made a promise that he was going to be a father of many nations, he had no children. Now, can you imagine that? Being, you're going to be a father. Matter of fact, he told him one time,
you're going to have so many children that it's going to like be the sand on the seashore. Now, I don't know if you ever tried to count that sand, but that's impossible. Then he took him outside one time. He had him look up at the stars, and believe me, you could see the stars back then really well. He said, your children are going to be like all these stars. And, you know, he's, but hold on a second. I don't have any kids. It's like, and I don't know if you've checked my biology or Sarah's lately, but we're actually past childbirth time here. So, I mean, it was, you know, these things that God was promising seemed impossible. But God does not limit his doing based on our abilities. You guys realize that? He is not limited by how much you can do. He's not limited by how much even you think you can be led by him. He's only limited by your trust. If you can trust him, believe me, he can pull anything off. Nothing will be impossible for him. You look at your life and you say, this is a shambles. There's no way you're going to make this anything good out of this. You trust him and he'll prove you wrong. He'll prove you wrong. He'll turn you upside down. You'll say, how did that happen? Well, you just were bold enough to trust him. Listen to this. Verse 21 again. And being fully convinced that what he had promised, that's a capital H, he, capital H, was able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. He didn't consider that he was past the age of childbearing or that for sure Sarah was past the age of childbearing. He didn't consider that. He considered the one who made the promise. He considered the one who led him by the Spirit to the place they were at right now. He considered the one who had delivered him when he went in and he delivered Lot from the kings. He knew God because he'd been walking with God, and he trusted him that if he said that he was going to have children, he was going to have children. I'm just telling you guys, it's not that hard to follow God. It's easy. And we don't have to sit there and compare, well, am I being led by the Spirit like Pastor Mike? I haven't had anybody, the Lord, ever tell me to slow down in a car. I mean, I've gotten in accidents, so obviously I'm not being... No, don't do that. Don't compare yourself with me. That's sin too. Just realize that God has a plan for you. God has a level of trust that he's placed in you, and if you'd release it back to him, boy, he'll do everything he needs to do in your life. And that's what really matters. Doesn't matter what he does in my life, other than you should cheer me on. But it doesn't matter. You should not compare yourself. I'm not a pastor. I'm not preaching. That's phooey. I'm just telling you. That is hogwash. Because he has such a divine destiny and plan for you that if you will trust him with it, it'll blow your mind. And then it will blow the mind of others. So yeah, we do need to be led by the Spirit. Come on up, honey. We do need to hear the voice of God. But it's easy. He's our Father. Any of you fathers, do your kids have to strive to really get your love? I mean, unless you're just an evil, wicked father. No, they don't. You love them. You love them. Even when they mess up. Even when they do things that they shouldn't do. You still love them. You may be frustrated with them, but you still love them. And you want the very best for them. Now, how much more, us being wicked, how much more is our Heavenly Father on our side? Yeah. Come on. If we're led by the Spirit, we're not under the law. That means we're not under the condemnation. We're not under the shame. We're not under the guilt. We're not under all those things that the law brings because we can't keep it anyway. We're under love. We are under love now. When we're led by the Spirit, we might as well say, now we're led by love and we're under love. Yes. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. That's awesome. We want to just bless you now. Father, we just ask right now, Lord, that this word of truth that has come, Lord, would be made cemented into the hearts of your people. God, that you would just allow, Holy Spirit, as you are the one that confirms that we are children of God, that we are loved. Holy Spirit, do that right now. Just give your kids a hug. Let them know they're loved. Let them know that they can't do anything to escape your love. Father, just let them right now know that you've got them in your hands. You've got them in your arms. And if they would just trust you, you'll blow them away at what you'll accomplish in their lives. Yes, that what the enemy literally will come and mean for evil, You'll twist it around and turn it for their good. You'll cause all things to work together for their good. Because they love you, Lord. Because you love them, and they're now called according to your divine destiny purpose. We just bless them now. We thank you, Lord, for their hearts. Lord, just give them everything that they need, as you've promised in your word, for life and godliness, for this life and the godly life that they lead. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Jay needs to say something. She wants the last word.
Someone was saying something to me the other day about the blessing of a father. There's just a small story I want to tell about Pastor Lynette, our worship pastor, for those of you that are new. One time a few years ago, she called her dad and she said, "I want you to bless me. I want you to bless me." I'm making a trip over to Kashmir. I'm calling the brothers. We're coming to your house and you're going to bless us. And he took it very seriously, very, very seriously. And he did it. He had them kneel down in front of him. He put his right hand on them, and he did it. It was precious. For those of you that have never been blessed like that, that have never had a blessing of a father blessing you, spiritually speaking, and you want one today, I hope this is okay, babe. I'm going to ask you to come up just to receive the right hand of blessing from this spiritual father. I believe that's so important. I believe that acceptance of God that you're going to find through him can actually change your life, the way you walk in God, because of believing how much that blessing can do for you. So just as we close down, we're not going to have everybody just, you know, if you just want that, just come forward after we've closed and just allow him to bless you. I just really feel that very strongly right now. I don't know why, but is that okay with you, sweetie? Not that you have a choice now, but that's what we want to. That's what I want to do, because today's Father's Day, and I feel like you need a blessing. And dads, we don't want you to forget either. Your gift up here, take two, if you need them. Okay, amen.